Приветствую вас, дорогие товарищи. Хочу вас поздравить с этим величайшим событием, с духовным событием, которое происходит именно сейчас у нас везде и по всему миру. Приветствую вас, господа и дамы, с этим событием весна 2019, которое проходит у нас в Киеве виртуально.
The event that's happening now here, spring 2019. It's happening in Kiev and all over the world. I'm a little excited, but it is fear before the Creator, before all the groups. I'm so excited about this event and about all the friends who are here with their intention toward the Creator, their intention to cling to one thought, one action, in order to bring contentment to the Creator. Like our loves tells us, we have the power to do this in order to break through to it and do it and open and put our foot in the door and get in there in this very narrow bridge. And now we want to introduce the great group from Belarus who will take us on a tour in their center. These friends really inspire us. It's a huge group. We're giving them the microphone. Belarus.
Действительно великий конгресс.
It is an amazing congress.
Клип, пожалуйста.
Let's watch a clip.
Здравствуй, горячо любимая мировой Кли.
Hello, our warm and beloved world Кли. This is our center. Welcome. Take a look at where we live. This is our center, and it has two floors. The first floor is us, and the second floor we rent it out when we have large events. There we can host 150 people. The last virtual congress we did there. But the interesting paths are still ahead of us. Here is our studio. We won't go in there. There's nothing. Sorry, that was the bathrooms. Here, we arrived to the center. Here we take our coats off. Here we prepare our coffee. And even we have small meals here. First course, second course. It's very tasty. Let's keep going. What do we see here? This wall. We did a competition. How will we design this wall? And soon it'll be on the wall. As you can see, this is our study hall, our common place. Everything is here. From here, we have the congresses. A bit cramped, but warm. We have our bookshelves where you can always choose. And the best book is always in the hands of the friend. This is our bulletin board. And the most central place on our board is the newspaper that friends brought from Israel in the last Congress. With our thoughts, we're helping to spread this paper and to play our part. As you can see, we have two screens here. Here we watch the lesson. Here are the friends, the Zoom, and the mic is in Sergei's hand, who's always ready to ask questions. What else can we show you? With love from Belarus. L'chaim.
I'm really grateful for the opportunity to open the heart and reveal my love for the friends, to thank them for their personal example. I have a friend from Israel who, for 7 years, every morning, he writes me, good morning, before the lesson, he texts. And on the Zoom in Russian, friends come who don't speak Russian and don't understand it. And once we wanted to translate into Hebrew, so the friend said, no need to translate for me. I want to hear your hearts. We have friends from Latin America who say, I don't understand Russian, and my English isn't very good, but I know the words of love and connection and love of friends, and this is really a precious thing. Thank you for the example.
Dear friends, brothers, this Congress for me has become a huge revelation that all the world that now exists, everything that exists, is only thanks to you. That thanks to your love, thanks to your connection, you formed this world that I had the privilege to touch, that I can be by your side. I can be a part of you. L'chaim to you, brothers.
And neither time nor places nor continents separate us. We're connected. And we want to take this miracle that's happening and just sit quietly and feel what's happening. And at the same time, yell out loud and say, Yachaim Nevaruch.
מה שקורה בחוץ כי העיקר נמצא בינינו מלכונוס פוניבוס פונטוס לא אקרא כל גורם הרע
Дорогие друзья,
dear friends, we're so happy that the Odessa group got the privilege to speak to you. I really wanted to say these warm words about our connection. The Congress gave us a connection with the whole world. Now, in every corner of the world, we can unite, and there is no distance between us. It gave us a chance to delve, to go deeper into our activities, to connect, to unite, regardless of the distances between us, to get closer to each other and get so close that we would feel each other. So there's no distance between us. So Minsk, we went through the rooms in Minsk like they are our neighbors. And all the other groups with us, this convention will really allow us to connect, to unite, to find this unity. I want to pass on the microphone to our dear friend who lives next to Odessa.
Hello to all the friends. So it turns out that we're here together above spaces, above time, and this topic of exiting myself, that the body isn't in control. It's only can be done together. We can break through and do this attack like the Rav is expecting from us. So let's be worthy students of the Rav. Let's raise the importance of everything that's happening now. L'chaim!
L'chaim Odessa!
L'chaim Odessa! Well, friends, we would really like to be worthy disciples. We checked the next lesson's topic, if we understood it correctly. It's prayer. Rav keeps repeating that the only thing we need is prayer. And really, at one of the lessons this week at a workshop, we sat with the friends at a workshop and realized that we just don't know how to pray. We don't know how to do it. We're all secular people, selfish. So how do you do this? How do you go into this lesson with this request for the Creator to teach us, to ask of Him? Let's all think about it and focus only on the prayer. This is all we need. A prayer not for me, but for our whole society, for every person, for the soul of Adam, for the whole Kli. Think about him.
Yep, we're all together going through these interesting states from lesson to lesson, from meeting to meeting, from Congress to Congress. And I agree that everything that we see now in Minsk and the center there, it really seems like everyone is there, and Odessa is our home. And all those moments in the lesson that friend spoke about, that it's where at the entrance, all we need to do is open the door and break through, but not just to stand in front of it without doing anything. And this moment of prayer is that same key through which we can open the door if we will be united as one man in one heart, yearning for that same point to give contentment to the Creator. So I think that key will open the door.
Now we're going into a prayer for the Creator to hold our friends in Dvekut.
נברך את החושך, נברך את הטוב, נברך את הרע, קודם באהבת אהבת החברים, קודם באהבת אהבת החברים. Yeah.
Поехали.
Мои друзья забыли о себе, забыли ложь, иллюзии, страх потери. Обняв друг друга, помнят обо мне, храня союз в ковчеге нашей веры. В ковчеге этом собраны миры, и души все от первой до последней, и из добра, и зла сотворены ступени для подъема и падений. Сквозь времена в наших сердцах ковчег любви нам бури дарят ветер паруса, а мы с тобой доверились друг другу одним желанием, связаны сердца. Не будем больше мы ходить по кругу. Сломились страхи трепетом любви. Закончены расчеты в мире этом. Нам донести ковчег миров в святилище зари. Не цели драгоценнее, чем это. Сквозь времена верой храним в наших сердцах ковчег любви. Сквозь времена верой храним в наших сердцах ковчег любви. Мои друзья,
друзья, снова на связи Киев.
Friends, Kiev again is online. I would like to tell you something in Ukrainian. All of us here in Kyiv, all the friends all over the world, Kli, feel the unity of the hearts. We feel the unity of your hearts. And all of us together are united in one connection. And now I would like to introduce the video where we ask the friends to answer the question, who are the friends for me? And here they are. Let's watch the clip.
The friends for me are everything. They are Bnei Baruch, they are Kabbalah, they are the light, they are not just my way of life, they are my life. You can't talk about life without talking about the friends.
You are my life. You are the joy for the Creator.
Are the greatest challenge to my journey that can be. They reflect everything that I love and fear, and I need every difficult aspect, every beautiful aspect, every challenging aspect. I thank the Creator for putting me together with them. It is exactly what I need to make this integration in this Veikut.
They are my life, my spiritual life. They're my everything.
Friends, you are my soul. You are my everything. Without you, I am nothing.
The friends are and will always be the definition of love for me. They are warriors, never ending in my heart, love. I can't say any more than just pure love for me.
Friends are a spiritual kli. They are dissemination. They are connection to Rav Lightman.
My friends for me are my soul. They're my organs, my parts, my lost parts, that every moment I discover them in you.
My friends are you. Pieces of my soul, not a part of your soul.
It's the closest thing that I can feel as the Creator.
The friends always want you to get closer to the center of the group, to be adhere to the Creator. These are our friends.
They're gold. They're the true gold. There's nothing more than that. That's my life. For that I wake up in the morning, and that's what I think of when I go to sleep.
And they become the most important thing in my life every day in you.
It's the revelation of the Creator in front of me.
My friends is my whole life. I think it's our only chance to achieve something in life. Friends are the only people who understand me, and I understand them. Without words, we are on the same path together. There's nothing more important than the friends.
The entire life is this re-gluing of all of the organs, all of the parts to a single body. That's the friends.
And the Creator is our great friend.
Beloved friends, what would I want to, do I like to tell you? I want to tell you that the virtual group is that same place where we feel the connection with the friends. And in this Congress, it's very interesting. It's a state that we're all together, and somehow we found ourselves in a virtual group. And the physical group, the world kli, is really something special and I'm very happy to be part of, and I love you very much. with such yearning and such love, the quality of bestowal will dwell between us, and we will win with our mutual efforts. L'chaim, I kiss you and love you all.
Dear friends, beloved brothers, all of our tens in the world are one ten united with you. Tens of Tumen, Krasnodar, Volga, and many dear friends. It is a connection of sparks of all of humanity. Everyone will be like that, united with one chisaron, in one uniform attack on the Creator. It's just a war of love. We have this inner fear, a prayer, and gratitude to the world Kli for this opportunity. It's another chance to discover the love between us. We're grateful for the opportunity to build this place, the place that's not from our world. We understand that this place can be only in our connection, our unity. There, the world of joy is revealed to us. I want to tell you that we feel such common joy, such gratitude, such pride of every friend. Gratitude to our teachers, to our Rav. We love you, brothers. We hug all of you. We feel you in the heart. And we're holding on to our unity together, brothers.
Уверенность — это одеяние света, называемого жизнь. Согласно правилу,
the confidence is the clothing for the light called life, because there is a law: there is no light without a vessel. It follows that the light called the light of life cannot clothe, but must dress in a kli. And the kli, where the light of life is clothed, is usually called confidence. It means that he sees that he can do every difficult thing. Bala Sulam Shamati, confidence is the clothing for the light.
Friends, let's now split into fives or tens, whatever is more convenient, and answer a question. The question is the same question. Who are the friends for me? Who are they and what are they for me?
Какие друзья, товарищи, вот мои друзья, товарищи, значит, у них есть устремление к Творцу, а значит...
These are the friends that have a yearning for the Creator. The Creator, through them, shows me the entire world, both the positive and the negative. And it lets the friends yearn and reach the Creator.
Yeah, my friends are the ones that the Creator brought over here. He sat them around these tables. They're those who feel the Rav in the books. They are in the group and they're moving toward the Creator.
The friends are the foundation of every spiritual opportunity. Without it, without them, we won't be able to reach the goal. There is no goal without the friends. That is the only thing that we need to do, to add.
Yep, the friends are my soul.
Yep, all the friends, they're so active. Each one just breaks through into the center of the ten. They never rest, they're always working with intention. Constantly giving importance of the goal, energy.
Yeah, the friends are my connection to the Creator. You can reveal the Creator only through my connection with them, my annulment before them, and my Hitkalelut in them. Only exalting the friend is what helps me reveal the Creator. It's thanks to them.
My friends, if I remember the Creator, it means they thought of me. That's why I remember the Creator. That's what friends are. And never in our lives we won't be able to jump beyond our egoistic body. So that's why I pray only for the friends, and that's all I ask for.
Friends or friends, or brothers, whom I search what to call them. I think it's something that you always try to connect. You always lose it. It goes somewhere high and far, and you always have to chase it.
Как какой-то недостижимый идеал, да, то есть как бы.
And my intention is some unattained wholeness, just like the Creator. He's like a deer that runs and you have to chase him.
И относительно них, в принципе, ты зато всегда можешь проверять себя, сверяться.
And accordingly, according to them, you can always check yourself. If you are not astray, and if you catch them, otherwise, it means you were able to escape them. And if you treat them otherwise, then again you escape them. And every time there is the ideal and there is the freedom of choice.
Товарищ, контакт с Творцом. Мне мама в детстве говорила, что Бог.
Friends are the contact with the Creator. As a child, my mom told me that God sees everything. I didn't believe her. How can He see everything? It's impossible. Martin Luther wrote that I have to believe and not be afraid of Him. What does that mean? What for? Why be afraid? Who should I love? Unclear. When I see the friends, everything becomes clear. It's clear why they see everything, why I have to love, because I'm focused on the same goal. We're searching for the revelation of the Creator between us. We are here to make the Creator a reality. And if, to be honest, we love each other and we're connected.
We see the Creator as lacking here because of our incorrect state. And our role is to correct that perception, to find that connection, the correct connection. That eventually everything will fall into place.
Что-то целое, да, единое, то, что дополняет друг друга.
And we see everything as one complete whole, that's parts complete each other.
Yeah, we acquire contact with the Creator through the friend, with the upper force that runs everything. We're always dropped from this level, and by following the friends, we try to relate to them as to a revelation, like they're ordinary people, but you can always rise above it and go through the words to the desires of the friends and hear the message that the Creator has given us through them.
I think that before we spoke about who are the friends, and now it's worthwhile saying what they are. And they are, they're like merchants and they have great weights. And what I can do is to be present there, and someone can be similar to him by carrying this heavy weight. But if we carry it together, the friends, the ten, so this weight becomes light. And part of this is to relieve everyone of this general weight. So part of it is, in spite of all the desires that awaken in each and every one of us, they connect to a single whole. And beyond bad weather and different disturbances we have in our life, they are as the united front facing the Creator. Those are my friends.
Мне повезло с товарищем.
Я когда не думаю, я сразу вообще.
I was very lucky with the friends.
When I see the friends, my whole perception changes. I stop looking at the externality.
My friends are the best, most necessary for advancement.
The Creator gathered us all, I don't know how, in order for us to keep His laws.
How should I put it? They're great, they're giants, in their, with their desire and unity, cancel all the differences with this ego.
I see these burning points in the heart.
The friends are my only connection to the Creator, and the more I am concerned with them, the more I'm connected to the upper force.
Yes, I'm very grateful to the Creator to be together with them.
They are the ones that I need. The holy ones. My friends are awesome.
Знаю, друг, протянешь руку мне, когда я сорвусь с горы в пути. Не оставишь одного во тьме, будешь мне светить. Не предашь, когда оставят все, заслонишь меня собою от беды. Мне не страшен стыд мой успех, когда рядом ты. Ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-лай-лай-лай, ла-ла-ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-ла-ла-ла. И когда горячие пески остановят караван во мгле, ты воды последние глотки принесешь ко мне. Не предашь, когда оскалят все, заслонишь меня собою от беды. Мне не страшен стыд мой успех, когда рядом ты. Ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-лай. А когда устанешь ты в пути, тебя бросит, даже не проси, буду на себе тебя нести, сколько хватит сил. Не предам, когда оставят все, заслоню тебя собою от беды. Мне не страшен стыд мой успех, когда рядом ты. Ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-лай-лай-лай, ла-ла-ла-ла-ла,
А теперь, друзья, у нас подготовка в тишине.
And now, friends, silent preparation for the lesson, a prayer.